So, what are your thoughts overall then on the point?
It's a point away from home. We can't be too disappointed, although we feel that we could have seen the game off and maybe added that to our tally, but it weren't to be, so we move on to Saturday now.
And obviously you've had a couple of games now in the National League. How are you finding life compared to League Two?
At the minute, obviously, it's the first week. Everything's 100 mile an hour. Everything's hustle and bustle. But, you know, it's all the same. In League Two, I can assure you it'll be exactly the same. So it's just a game of football. And it's a bit of dog-eat-dog at the minute. But I think in spells in that game, you could see some real quality from ourselves. And that's why it's so disappointing to come away with just a point.
Yeah, as you say, there's encouraging signs, particularly in the first half, I thought, of, you know, chances to create things, really.
Yeah, I think we got into good areas, you know, as decision making. What better, I thought, today than what it was on Saturday. And I think the lads know that as well, which is why we can't be too disheartened with a point where, like I said, we are away from home. Albeit, there's a bit of a disappointing feeling around the changing rooms.
And how are you finding that partnership with Conor Essam there at the back?
Yeah, you can only build on game time. And I think Saturday we did quite well. And I think tonight, again, I think we looked quite comfortable, if I'm being honest. And it's disappointing. I can't really find words to tell you, but I'm disappointed tonight, as the lads are, but we're just ourselves off.
And you've got 11 players have arrived in the summer. How are you all gelling in and settling in? I suppose you've only been here for a week yourself.
I'm grateful because the lads have welcomed me in with open arms, you know. It's a good bunch of lads. It's a good group, and everyone seems to get on, which can only stand you in good stead, I suppose. And in the coming weeks, I'm sure we'll see more of it.
Good thing about Saturday, Tuesday, chance now to bounce back at the weekend.
That's the thing. People always said, do you like games thick and fast? I love it. It's the best thing that can happen. I mean, what better time to get put things, I'm not going to say put things right, because there weren't any things wrong. So, but what a better chance than in a few days' time to have another game against another top side.
Yeah. And how much had you missed that competitive football over the summer?
I think every football player, football fan, and I think everybody's wife that don't like football are happy to get their husbands out of the house again. Yeah. I think, you can't describe how good a feeling it is to be playing up pitch.
And the roller coaster's begun again, hasn't it? The season's certainly in full swing again.
That's it, you know, everyone's going to be looking at results. And it's that feel-good factor again, you know, the football's back, everybody puts a smile on everybody's face, and that's what we're hoping to do, put a lot of smiles on a lot of people's faces.
And just a thought, Joe Partington as well came off injured, obviously a bit of a blow to lose him, or a big blow to lose him.
Yeah, it was disappointing, you know, it altered his style of play a little bit, but albeit I thought Pipey did fantastically well when he came in at right back, you know, it looks like he's played there all his career, to be honest. But it's disappointing to lose Parts, because he's a good player and he's a big player for this football club, and obviously his quality going forward is second to none. And I'm not going to say we missed it, because we were creating chances, but it's a big loss for the team.